It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Snake slithers out of man's cereal box, hides in dishwasher.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
And Haven Real Estate. All right, Kevin.
Oh, it is news time. And let's talk beautiful men, shall we? Beautiful men who don't have hair on their head.
Okay.
Those are known as bald men.
Thank you, Kevin.
And we've got the new list out. Would you believe Danny DeVito is on the list of the sexiest bald men for 2024?
Not until you told me, anyway.
I mean, he's not the first guy you think of, but the longer Danny is around, and the funnier Danny is, and the more stuff that he does,
sure,
the more you just go, you know what? Maybe you are sexy, Danny DeVito. They say he's the sixth sexiest man.
Sixth? Oh, wow.
With a bald head.
All right.
That's not too bad.
I mean, I think
you
of
know
The
who's
Rock.
Mad about it?
I always think of The Rock, and he just won the GQ thing. Sure. So, yeah.
Yeah, he's number two. The Rock is number two.
Makes sense, yeah.
I'll tell you, you know who's mad about Danny DeVito being six?
No.
Vin Diesel at number 10.
Oh, yeah. That's, I guess he would be.
But I don't know. I'm starting to think maybe Danny DeVito is, you know, sexier than Vin Diesel.
Wow.
Sorry. Let's see. Samuel L. Jackson also right behind Danny DeVito.
Oh, I saw him in the Lioness when I saw that movie, that TV show when I watched
he's on that show too.
Yeah, he's in there. Mm-hmm.
Jeez Louise, they get big names on those shows.
Yeah.
Now. He's great. He is one of those. He has a lot of different looks, but
What about
let's go top five bald guys. Let's see if we can get any of them. Producer Steve, this is something I feel like you would really be into. Do you know any of them?
Top five, guys. Just in general, right?
Well, yeah, I mean.
Sexiest bald men for 2024.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's got to be what? The Rock, Vin Diesel.
Yeah, he's number two.
Mm-hmm. And Vin's 10, yeah.
Vin Diesel's number 10, boo.
let's see, who else is? J.K. Simmons?
Danny DeVito, number six.
Ooh, J.K. Simmons is a funny one. That's good.
J.K. Simmons is a great answer.
Yeah.
Not on the list.
Hmm. What about, what's his name from AGT?
I like that one, Steve.
Thanks.
Terry Crews.
Terry Crews, number five.
Ooh, good call, Jay. Good call.
No one's going to get number four, so I'm just going to give it to you.
Okay.
And it does make sense when you see the guy. Kelly Slater, the world famous surfer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. I never would have got
Kelly
there.
Kelly Slater at all?
No,
but he's
not
one
really.
Of those guys when you look at him, you go, oh, yeah, yeah, you're a sexy man.
Let me see.
Okay.
And you are a surfer.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Why not?
What about Ron Howard?
Ron Howard. Yeah.
Well.
Not often accused of being sexy, but accused of being bald.
No, different strokes for different folks, but he did not make the top 10.
Doesn't he still have hair on the side of his head, though? I mean, does that count?
He does. And I will say the person at number one has hair on the side of their head, and it does count because technically they're bald, or they're balding, you know.
Hmm.
Oh, so balding.
Number
is
three
okay.
is Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, Shaq, let's guys. Go. Gotcha,
Shaq Daddy.
Let's go.
What about Charles?
The Rock is number two.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no other athletes on the list, which I thought
really?
Was
yeah, they'd be
kinda
a
dumb.
Long list of athletes.
The
sure.
number one sexiest bald man of the year, Prince William.
Oh.
I take Danny DeVito, to be honest.
Let me see Prince William here.
You know, I mean, Prince William.
I don't know. Every time I look at him, he looks like Charles, you know? I was just like, oh, man.
He does. He's just going to turn into his dad, isn't he?
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
He got that royal money.
Yeah. He's also got a lot of hair on the side of his head. So I don't know. That's my guess. I guess you'd still say you're bald, but. I don't know what the characteristics
are. Yeah, I mean, definitely,
is.
Depending on the picture, there are some
oh,
where
man,
you can look and go, oh, boy, There's really a bald spot up there, which I did not realize that.
And by a spot, I mean like the whole middle patch, but
whole part of his head. Yeah,
yeah, I get it.
Looks like you took a hat off and the hair came with it.
I'm still voting for The Rock. Sorry.
Yeah, I think The Rock gets my vote. I like Shaquille O'Neal up there.
Sure.
And you know what?
If and I Ron see Howard.
Jersey Mike's so with Ron Howard.
Oh man, there are several. You know who I didn't think of?
Okay.
That well, Mike Tyson, sexy. Obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Shamar Moore.
That is Friday night, by the way.
What?
Oh yeah. It's right. a big battle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
The fight is Friday night. Tyson, Paul. It's going down. Who was the other one you said?
I said Shamar Moore.
He's what's the name of that show, the one that I can't watch?
Criminal Minds?
Thank you, yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Why can't you watch that one?
I don't know, man. It's just got too many weird stories in it. I mean, it's a great show. I do.
Oh, really?
I've watched many of them, but some of those are like, yeah, that's kind of freaking me out. I'm not gonna sleep now for
they
a while.
They go
thanks.
Above and beyond.
Well, they just, I mean, they do the stories that are probably fairly real, and that's why they're weird.
You know what show you might like?
I gotcha.
That he's in.
Okay.
You ever hear of SWAT?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah,
I've never seen the show. I've just seen the preview.
Okay. It was also a movie, I think, right? Yeah,
probably.
You just made me think of another guy, L Cool J, who is one of those shows, right?
Yeah, NCIS?
Formally, yeah, I think that show got canceled, but yeah, NCIS Los Angeles.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about the bitter news.
Yeah, you got to stay on top of things here in order to make this list, which is why Danny DeVito makes it. He's Always Sunny in Philadelphia has been on for like 19 years.
Yeah.
That might be an exaggeration, but that show has had some major staying power. And you can't watch a football game without seeing Danny
That's
DeVito.
That's so true.
He is selling some Jersey Mike sandwiches.
He's everywhere. I'm telling you. That sexy man.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Sometimes it works. Like, I could see my wife's parents. They would have been great. You know, they loved the kids. Didn't matter how many kids were in the house. They probably would have taken all of our kids for 6 weeks.
Kevin James.
My folks, my dad probably would have got him a hotel after 3 days.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Final story brought to you by the Good Feet Store.
Should this man have been on the list of sexy bald people? Darius Rucker.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Let's go
Flashes
D.
Flashes that smile,
oh, man.
It's pretty hard to ignore.
Is. Yeah, and his lap is great.
Darius Rucker really had a weird weekend. I don't know if you saw what happened with him over the weekend.
I didn't see anything over the weekend. I was in Leavenworth. You're not allowed to stay up on your socials.
No, you're not. You're only there to be in love and celebrate love.
And buy trinkets.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Which proves that you love someone.
That's correct. I told Steve yesterday.
You don't want to buy those.
No, I told Steve yesterday, and I was talking to Steve and Jim at the end of the day. I was like, it was a weird moment there, Kevin, a deja vu moment where you go, I walked into this little place that does all these trinkets, and it kind of has like these sort of like snow globes, only they're different shapes. Like this one happened to be like a manger scene or something, and it was all lit up, and it was snowing, and it looked really cool. And my wife's like, man, I really like that. That's beautiful. And then she walked away. And as she walked away, I had this thing where I flashed back to my mom and dad. When they would go into these places, my mom would like walk by something, and sometimes she would make a comment like that. And then my dad would wait, you know, hours later or whatever and sneak away at some point during the day and buy it from my mom and then keep
go get it.
Yeah, and then he would later on, you know, give it to her. And I had that weird thing overtake my body where I felt like my parents were standing there. It was the weirdest thing ever. It was just like,
that's kind of cool.
It was great. And then I got it, obviously did what my dad would do and got it for my wife. And then she was like, what's in that box? And he went in and I was like, what's in the box? And got to show up for it. And then she, of course, was excited. And I explained. I said, yeah, I think that was divine intervention there. So this is what you get. So congrats.
I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
anyway.
That's very cool. Okay, let's get back to Darius Rucker.
Yeah, what did he do?
The story is odd. It was Eastern Tennessee State University.
ETSU.
They have a football team. Football team that's been real bad the last few years.
Okay.
They got a new coach, and they're trying to build the whole new, environment.
Right,
atmosphere.
Yeah. Of course, yeah.
A community that loves Eastern State University
Eastern
football.
Tennessee State, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Eastern Tennessee State, thank you. guess what city they're located in? Johnson City, Tennessee.
Oh, I see.
That's the song that everybody sings in Wagon Wheel.
Right.
And because Wagon Wheel mentions Johnson City, Tennessee, they have decided to make that like their theme song that they play at the end of the third quarter.
Oh, no.
Every game and the whole crowd gets all excited about it.
What did he do?
So they announced Darius Rucker will be here.
Like between Darius quarters Rucker. To sing it?
Darius Rucker will be there, yeah.
Oh, wow.
On Saturday. And so the stadium was packed for the first time, they say, all season. Absolutely packed. And the team's playing better. They're like 6-4, so everything's going, you know, it's a positive.
Okay.
But Darius comes out on the field, and much to the crowd's dismay,
oh no,
he just comes out on the field and like raises his arm and is pumping and singing the song.
Okay.
But he doesn't have a microphone or anything. He's not actually singing. He's just kind of dancing around, enjoying the song, singing it with the crowd, you know, like whatever.
So it wasn't a performance. It was an appearance.
Yeah, and then he leaves, you know, and a lot of the fans, I guess, were upset. A lot of them left after that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was like, what?
Well, does that feel like that's his call,
audience
though?
Was like, no, so what happened was, this is what's so weird about it. According to the people at the school, they're like, listen, we appreciate Darius Rucker for being here.
Sure.
He took time out of his busy schedule to come here on his own. We did not pay him a penny.
Oh, okay.
He came here on his own. He took his own time to do that. Originally, they had said that, yeah, he'll be able to sing Wagon Wheel.
Okay.
But his management team called later in the week and said that they did not want him to do that. I don't know what
that means. For whatever reason,
why.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. Maybe it's, you know, listen, you can't come sing a song at a football stadium for free and open that can of worms.
I mean, maybe. Is yeah, it that? It's hard to know.
It could be. Who knows? Wagon Wheels, one of those songs that maybe there's some other like, oh, well, if you play that, then you have to pay this for. I don't know.
I got you.
But
yeah.
Whatever it was, they just said he couldn't do it. Now, he said he was.
Maybe he's sick.
According to the,
maybe he didn't sound
athletic
good.
Director. He said he was extremely gracious to everybody he came in contact with. He wanted to help ETSU football win a game and be part of this great community. He said he was absolutely awesome and people did not, you know, people loved him who were around him. Just the audience who didn't know what was going on felt a little cheated.
I don't know about that. That might be on you. I mean, I get it. If they said it was a performance, that might be on the school for bad verbiage. But, man, if you're going to leave the football game, unless it was like 50-4 or something, you know, if you're going to leave at the end of the third quarter just because Darius was just kind of not singing live, I don't know, man. You might have to get over yourself.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I feel like it's really dumb. The coach said, man, listen, we would like you to stick around and watch the football game. Either way, he said, this team is worthy of watching this year.
Right.
And so, you know, as long as I'm coach, you're going to see a good product. He also said that.
Attaboy. Way to get your name in there, bud.
Yeah. I mean, 6-4, that's...
Their last home game is this coming weekend.
How did they end up in the game?
So last...
Did we know? Let me look.
They won. Yeah.
Oh, well, see.
They won.
Oh, it was a good game. It was 24-21.
Yeah, no, they won in the fourth quarter.
Oh, my gosh. These people who are leaving. Seriously.
Yeah, the dumb fans didn't stick around for it.
You know what? Go ahead and leave. We don't want you anyway. The Big 99.9 Coyote
Country. Fourth quarter. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It's hard to accept compliments. There's a lot of people that have that same thing. In fact, I think most people.
I don't.
I did say most.
Kevin James.
I'd like to hear them. Call now. Text. Any compliments for me, I'd love to hear them.
The line is now open. Everybody compliment Kevin.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Speaking of compliments, this from the text line. Good morning, guys. I hope your day is going fabulous. I just need to throw this out there. How much I love Steve's laugh. Even when I'm having a bad morning, when he laughs, it makes me laugh. Thanks for always brightening my morning. It's very sweet.
Oh.
Very nice.
He's, Steve's goofy.
All right. Beat the Show is brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters. We're playing for a $25 gift card to Indaba. Matt, how are you?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Very good. What you up to today?
Just working.
Yeah. You're just grinding through the week, huh?
Well, you betcha.
Are you Monday through Friday guy, Matt, or do you have like a traditional kind of schedule, or how's that work?
It's mostly Monday through Friday. I do fire sprinkler inspections, so the hours differ quite a bit.
Okay. All right. How do you do on your own fire sprinklers or smoke detectors?
I do all right, I think.
It's getting one of those.
I don't know. I haven't checked the batteries in a while.
Well, yeah, that's what I feel like. It's like sometimes when you do whatever for a living, sometimes you don't do it at your own house, you know?
That's a fact.
Yeah. Well, so he's right now, mental reminder for tonight. Matt's going to check those batteries. All right, Matt. Now let's do a little bit of a beat the show here. 7 questions of trivia. The category today is Anne Hathaway, and who are you challenging, me or Kevin?
Anne Hathaway.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin,
okay. All right, Kevin, good luck. All right, see you in about a minute.
I like Anne Hathaway, but I don't know. Yeah. We'll have to see what Steve comes up with today.
I don't know anything about Anne Hathaway.
Well, let's find out. Let's find out together.
Let's find out together.
All right, Kevin, see you in a little over a minute. All right, here we go, Matt. Pass. If you get stuck, we'll try to get back to it. 7 questions of trivia in 60 seconds.
All right, here we go. Anne's character in The Devil Wears Prada graduated from Northwestern University. Mm-hmm. What state is that school in?
I'm going to have to pass.
Okay.
Anne starred in the movie Bride Wars with Kate Hudson. Who is her famous mother? Kate Hudson's famous mother.
Oh, God.
Pass on that
one.
Okay.
Pass.
Anne plays Mia Thermopolis in what movie series?
Oh, man.
They're about to come out with the third one.
Oh. Did you say pass on that one?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Okay, who did Anne Hathaway co-host the 83rd Academy Awards with?
I don't know.
Anne was originally cast in the movie Knocked Up. She was replaced by Katherine Heigl, who played a doctor on what ABC medical drama?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my goodness. Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
Anne was in Ocean's 8. Name another actress who stars in that movie.
Sandra Bullock.
Okay.
All right.
All right. All right. Hold on for a second, you guys. We'll see. They're immediately laughing.
What he did? I mean, he did well with the.
I like him laughing at himself and his buddies or whoever's there when just kind of enjoying it. Like, well, that might not have gone as well as we wanted to, but it's fine. You never know. We'll see how Kevin does as soon as he comes back. There he is.
I am back now.
Hi, Kevin.
Don't know if I was gone too long there. Sorry, guys. I wanted to be safe. I'd rather be safe than sorry.
Yep. First time you've ever said that.
I lost track of time.
Mm-hmm. Well, not the first time you said that.
All right, Kevin, here we go. Anne's character in The Devil Wears Prada graduated from Northwestern University. What state is that school in?
Oh, jeez. Oh, they played Gonzaga. We beat them. That little kid cried on TV. It became a famous meme.
Yep.
Pass.
Oh,
wow. Anne starred in the movie Bride Wars with Kate Hudson. Who is her famous mother?
Goldie Hawn.
Anne plays Mia Thermopolis in what movie series?
Princess Diaries.
Who did Anne Hathaway co-host the 83rd Academy Awards with?
No idea. Pass.
Anne was originally cast in the movie Knocked Up. She was replaced by Katherine Heigl, who played a doctor on what ABC medical drama?
Grey's Anatomy? I don't know.
Anne was in Ocean's 8. Name another actress who stars in the movie.
Ocean's 8 actress?
Yep.
There's
8 of them in total.
I don't know. Pass.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll see how we did. Let's go. Let's recap.
That was terrible.
Which part of it?
Is it?
No, we'll get there.
Is it like Illinois? Ohio?
No, stick with your gut.
Let's go,
Steve.
Okay. Anne's character in The Devil Wears Prada graduated from Northwestern University. What state is that school in?
Kevin said nothing, and Matt said nothing.
It's Illinois.
Illinois, Kevin. You would have been a good guess.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Zeros across the board. Let's see how we do.
Anne starred in the movie Bride Wars with Kate Hudson. Who is her famous mother?
Matt had a pass, couldn't come up with Goldie Hawn. He was close. I could just sense that he knew, but he couldn't get there. Kevin got Goldie Hawn. Well done, Kevin. 1-0.
Anne plays Mia Thermopolis in what movie series?
Oh, The Princess Diaries. Yeah. Yes, Kevin, well done. Mm-hmm. Matt was laughing at himself at this point.
Who did Anne Hathaway co-host in the 83rd Academy Awards? Who did Anne Hathaway co-host the 83rd Academy Awards with?
I don't think anybody remembers, apparently, because there was no guesses on that one.
You remember the whole thing with James Franco? The two of them hosting and...
And he was weird.
Yeah. Boy, I sure don't.
Yeah, I remember him being weird. Yeah. No point. Still 2-0, Kevin.
Anne was originally cast in the movie Knocked Up. She was replaced by Katherine Heigl, who played a doctor on what ABC medical drama?
I mean, I don't know if Matt's buddy or coworker or what helped him out with Grey's Anatomy. I don't know what happened there, but yeah.
Little bird.
A little birdie. A little bird. Oh, yeah. You're always welcome to use a little birdie. That's fine. Grey's Anatomy for everybody. You guys are killing me. 3-1 in favor of Kevin.
Anne was in Ocean's 8. Name another actress who stars in the movie.
Kevin, you didn't get one, right? Did you?
He couldn't think of one.
Yeah.
Matt
said Sandra Bullock, yep, or somebody said Sandra Bullock.
Yep, right? Sandra Bullock. Yeah, that's one of them.
Yeah,
totally me.
Yeah, it was totally Matt. He had that. You guys, 3-2. Was that 7, or did we not get to the 7?
We didn't get to question 7.
Oh dang it! What was it? Just for fun, let's see.
Anne's character in the movie The Intern was the owner of what kind of website?
Oh, what kind of website?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's clothing. A great movie. Clothing.
See, hey,
look at that.
Yeah.
Well, that one he knew right off the top of his head.
Totally threw my voice.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, it totally threw your voice. It sounded different there for a second, Matt. I don't know what happened, but
I don't know.
Can you guys pick a number, then you can try to get back through and be that number for the Indaba Coffee Roasters gift card? What number?
Let's go with 6.
Okay, buddy. Have a great day, man. Appreciate you.
You too. Thanks,
see you, man. I don't know whose lap that was, his or the guy with them, but that was great. Caller 659.
They were having fun.
Oh, man. 4410999, and you get yourself some Indaba Coffee Roasters.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Oh, thank you, baby.
See you, baby.
Okay, baby.
Kevin James.
We're back, baby. Let's have a baby, baby.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Kevin, very exciting day. You're going to be mad you're not here because Gonzaga women's basketball coach Lisa Fortier is in here.
Hello.
I'm very bummed, and I hope that Steve will give her the hug that I would give her.
Well, it's fine. I'm going to take over your job for the day. I think you're off after this segment.
You know what?
I'm just going to fill
it. You can do
it. I said I was going to just take your seat.
Yeah, you'll be better at it, Coach.
I like this idea.
You have no idea how much you like this idea, Steve. You're going to like it a lot. Lisa's great. How the heck are you, man? It's so good to see you.
I'm good. Yeah, it's really good to see you, too. I feel like I haven't been here in 100 years. I didn't bring posters. I didn't bring players.
Oh, man,
I barely knew where I was going.
Did you get lost? Yeah. That's how you know it's been too long?
I think I'm used to this version of radio that Kevin is.
Right,
where you just kind of crawl in from wherever you want.
We have talked to you, but you have had a busy schedule. You've got children. I don't know if you know that.
I do.
It seemed to have kept you quite busy.
I'm very aware.
Yeah. And the ages of your kids are what now?
14. 13, 12, and 10.
Okay. All right. Well, they're not playing sports or anything, so that's not a big deal.
Only, you know, every one of them.
Yeah.
Every sport that there is on demand.
How do you do it, Lisa? Do you have, like, the calendar on the refrigerator, or how do you do the practice schedule
we
and all that?
We have calendars everywhere. Yeah. We have all the calendars. They're all about half filled in.
I love
so
that.
You have to check several in order to see what. We bought the Skylight. Have you guys talked about the Skylight?
No.
Do you even know what that is?
What is it?
It's this new electronic calendar that the kids can look at and then touch screen. And my husband actually sent it to me. I thought it was a joke when he sent it. I was like, okay, haha.
Yeah, right.
He said, no, I think the kids will actually look at this. And so we bought it. And we don't, I mean.
You don't use it.
We used it for like 2 weeks.
It was really cool.
Yeah, yesterday I left and I told Craig, there's a place for meal planning, which I don't know about you guys, but meal planning is worse than practice schedules.
100%.
If someone could just tell us what to cook
every
day, we would gladly cook it. Like, we're supposed to have tacos today, and I guarantee there's not meat out on
the counter. No, of course not. So, we're not thawing anything out. No, yeah, that would take pre-planning.
No,
yeah,
it's ridiculous.
And follow through.
Yes. So we have the whiteboard. We have the Skylight that's fairly empty. We have the handwritten pet calendar that Craig and I both carry around with us.
Yeah.
And we still don't know what's happening.
That's so
it's mostly
great.
All in my head.
Oh, man. And then there's pressure there because you're like, gosh, I hope I'm not forgetting anything.
Yeah, because if it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like to take credit for all of the failures within the family, but if if someone doesn't get to a practice or like.
That might have been on your watch?
Yeah. Well, the last 2 weeks we were a week early for a birthday party. I texted them all.
A week
said,
early?
We're on our way. She said, okay, no. What for?
What for is the worst text back you can get.
What for?
Is the party not this week?
Oh, dang it. That's so great you owned up to it, though.
Yeah.
Instead of going, what for? Oh, sorry, I texted the wrong person. Yeah, and you're like, ugh.
Well, these people who are organized, like, I've had this invitation. I told her when I got there, it was actually yesterday. And I said, when I got the invitation 3 weeks ago, I assumed it was in 4 days, like my invitation.
Absolutely.
Mine's like a random text message. Are you available tomorrow?
Yes, that's an invitation.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not sending one out weeks and months in advance.
Yes, so I didn't even think to check the dates that closely.
That's hilarious. Well, a week early better than a week late, I guess.
I mean, yeah.
So is everybody playing sports, though? Everybody's all...
Yeah, Marcus just finished football. He's a Mead guy now. He's got football, basketball, track, I think. He kind of had to give up soccer, at least temporarily, we'll see.
Right.
Going forward. So he's finishing one. We're in transition phase, right, between, between sports. Our middle, Cal, he's football, basketball, golf.
There you go.
And he actually likes track, too. So he's transitioning from football season just ended at the school. They have, like... middle school football in Mead District.
Right.
And then now he's starting AAU basketball in Hooptown. And then our little girl is switching or transitioning between soccer, and now she's in Hooptown basketball. She also does golf. So she mostly likes to avoid exercise. Oh, she likes the camaraderie. She's maybe
sure.
A, you know,
yeah.
She's in it for a different reason.
Social. Right,
it's very social.
Yeah,
Kevin.
That's
very
right.
Social.
Yeah. Exactly. And are we coaching any of these things? Anybody in your family coaching?
Yeah, Craig and I are still coaching little girls basketball.
Okay.
He retired from middle school club basketball.
He retired.
Yes. So we just have the little girls team at this moment that I can think of right now on the spot.
Until they ask you to pick up another team.
Yes.
That tends to happen.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And you still, Lisa, you're still coaching the Gonzaga women, though, right?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about them. Yes.
Kevin, she's like, okay. Wait.
I was just making sure.
Yeah. That's the main gig, yeah. I guess. Yeah. Although you couldn't tell the other day.
Okay.
They looked like they were running less, but, you know, those things happen. Yeah.
It was just a lot all at once.
Yeah.
You have that. Everybody
perfect
has
storm.
Those moments. Yeah. That's right. Exactly. Yeah. I don't know, Lisa, I think your day must have like 30 hours in it, I feel like, at some point.
I've asked for extra time.
You have?
Yeah.
Yes. Can I get some OT?
Yes.
No response so far?
You know
how
sometimes you need a little more time to take tests?
Oh, man.
I had a reconciliation with God and said, you know what, I could use an extended period here. So
if you don't mind?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I remember being in the throes of it like you are now when my kids were of that age. And, I mean, it's hard to sometimes... You get so bogged down, you know, in the day-to-day, like you said, meals, practice, and all that. It is sometimes to be a little bit reflective and go, but this is actually great. And it really is where you go, you look back and you go, that was some of the best times. Because you get individual time with your kid in the car and all those things. And So, you know, it's hard. People always say, oh, love it. Well, you can, but it really is impressive.
Well, we're trying. You know, we've been, I feel like we were given a second gift sort of with cancer.
Yeah.
And that's odd to say, I know. But people, during COVID, I think we all had all this reflection time and time with family and figuring out, you know, who we want to be or what we want to spend our time doing. And then we all got back into the swing of things. And so having this diagnosis this last year, Craig and I are trying hard to not have to have another thing happen. And you know what I mean? And to just really evaluate it and just be excited. I just told him the other day, I love teenagers. And I don't think Craig feels the same way at all. but they're fun. They're interesting. Yes. Like they're just hilarious at how goofy and lame they are. But you know, if you just enjoy their just how much they don't know about things, then you can really enjoy them. Otherwise, they're just maddening, right?
Yeah, and totally.
So we're working through all that stuff. But yeah, you're right. I drive Marcus to school a lot, and Craig drives Calvin to school a lot, and that you know they argue about who they want to do what because who's going to put what on the radio or who's going to lecture them. But it is a lot of one-on-one time, and it's fun to get to know your kids, actually.
Absolutely.
With all this car time. So we're trying to just enjoy that.
Yeah, it's car time is the time that you miss the most, I think, once it stops.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where, like you say, you feel kind of almost blessed. It's a weird thing. You know, you get breast cancer, you go through the battle with cancer, and it's like, but that does, it's got to hit you where you're just like, okay, got to remember to focus on all these things too. Because the coaching job can eat you up, right?
Oh my gosh, yes. If you let our business get you, then it'll get you. I mean, it's just, it's not a healthy, the normative way of being a college basketball coach or a college, you know, coach of any kind, well, probably coaching in general, I mean, you guys know a little bit, is it will just destroy you. It'll take all your time. It'll consume all your energy. It'll turn all your head gray. You know, it'll kind of ruin you because there's a lot of people looking at your job. I mean, you guys know your job is public, so if people don't like what you say, they'll sure tell you about it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they make sure to let you know. Yeah.
So I think yes, Kevin. If you don't approach it in the right mindset, then you're setting yourself up for not to have fun. And I love my job. I do it because I love being around the athletes. I love basketball. And so, but it does kind of slip your mind sometimes. So it's nice to have that reminder of, like, what we get to do is really cool.
Yeah.
And whatever the other outside people think, but like, let's enjoy it while we're in it. And we did a great job of that last year. That was a big thing that we focused on when we were hosting, and we did not let that moment pass us by. And again, I don't know if that was because I had been diagnosed and the team, it was like this little secret that we had that no one else really knew about.
Right.
Or if it was just because we had our minds right finally. But we loved the heck out of that time we got to spend together. And we didn't go as far as we wanted to, but it was pretty special. And I'm glad that we didn't let that moment pass us by.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really important. And, you know, when people say things and all the rest of that, I mean, perfection is easiestly seen from a distance. So, you know, you kind of just go, whatever. Let it roll off your back.
For sure. People don't know what you're going through.
No. Do you want to hang out?
Sure.
Okay. See you, Kevin. The Big 99.9.